At the intersection of Florida laws, governing slot machines and sweepstakes promotions is a gray area in which more than 1,000 internet cafes have sprouted. Operators say when customers buy internet time, they enter a sweepstakes, a game of chance. Sweepstakes are legal in Florida. However, cafe opponents say the only difference between these sweepstakes operations and a slot machine is where the money is paid and the winnings are collected. One has to be able to insert something into a machine for it to be a slot machine. At a cafe, one pays a cashier to activate a video monitor. No Florida appellate court has ruled on the issue. There have been three circuit court cases resulting in one not guilty verdict and two dismissed cases. Joe Cocciarella is with the Orange County State Attorney's Office, which has worked aggressively to shut down the cafes.
Court in Alabama that examined a similar situation said just because you take the components and separate them by wires and put them in different parts of the room doesn't mean you still don't have a slot machine. Here, the money may not be spent at the terminal where the player sits, but the ones we investigated, and I can't speak for the other 1,000, you went to the front desk and the cashier gave you your money, gave you cash. And so it becomes a factual dispute.
An Alabama court ruling did not carry much weight with the Senate Regulated Industries Committee. Senators voted 8-1 to regulate the cafes and allow them to stay in business. Miami Senator Miguel Diaz de la Portilla is sponsoring the measure.
Number one, you want to recognize reality. Internet cafes exist. They've existed for a while. And so we have to deal with that.
Exact numbers are hard to find. The industry is not regulated. But everyone seems to agree that there are between 1,000 and 1,400 internet cafes operating in strip plazas and storefronts throughout the state. A Florida State University study found that the cafes employ between 4,000 to 13,000 people and generate between $250 and $750 million annually. It concluded that the cafes have a positive fiscal impact for the state. Julie Slattery says she has operated two cafes in Melbourne for 5 years. Her cafes are in Senator Thad Altman's district. Here, Altman questions Slattery.
Have you ever had a drug bust at your facility?
We have never had one eensy-teensy bit of crime. We have police officers that play and come in and enjoy our establishments, and lots of retired ones.
No drug busts, no prostitution arrests, no fights, because I heard earlier some reference to that. What would you say the average age of your clients is?
On average, I would say maybe, on average, 50, 55. They, you know, all the way from younger ones to 85, 90 years old.
Slattery conceded to the committee that not all internet cafes are equal. She said if they are regulated, though, then the state can address the concerns critics have. Spokespeople for the Sheriff's Association and the Attorney General's Office support a ban. Cafe owners, vendors, and charitable organizations that receive money from the sweepstakes favor regulations over a prohibition. Senator Altman explains why he supports allowing the cafes to continue to operate.
From a government point of view, that we're very careful that we don't use the heavy arm of government to impede activities that law-abiding citizens engage on. And I think if there's a problem, I think the proper measured approach is to incrementally address it through a regulatory process. And if that doesn't solve the problem, then we may need to do more. I think this is the appropriate way of dealing with this issue.
A House committee has voted to ban the cafes, and Governor Rick Scott has called for them to be shut down. Senator De La Portilla says he understands that forces are gathering to impose a prohibition, but says he is optimistic that his proposal to regulate the cafes will move forward.
Well, you know, the governor has changed his mind on a couple of things, like the pill mills, for example. So, again, you know, this is the beginning of the process. I think that as the process moves forward, there will be continued discussion and debate on the issue. And, you know, the governor or any legislator can, you know, change their minds on issues. It's a work in progress. It's a process.
While the regulation bill advances in the Senate, the House is on a different track. Longwood Representative Scott Plakin is sponsoring the House measure to close the cafes. However, he says it's too early in the session to make any predictions about whether the legislature will regulate or prohibit internet cafes. For Florida Public Radio, I'm James Call.